This is December the 9th, 2018, Sunday morning. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And this is a short word from the Lord. It says, no matter what they say, we win. No matter what they say, we win. I am making America great again. Yes, that slogan came from above, and it will happen as I have said, because it is being proclaimed throughout the land. Even in other countries, you're beginning to hear, make France great again. Then there's other countries. I wrote them down. Sweden, Argentina, UK, Germany, and there was another one added yesterday that I didn't write down. I am the Lord. I do not lie. And as you proclaim MAGA, you will see MAGA. So no matter what they say, you win, for there is a lying spirit in their mouth. All their plans are going south. They are deceived by Satan's lies. They don't realize they will die. They're going where he is going, and that is to the pit. Snatch as many out of the fire as you can. I'm making it all great again. So this movement is spreading all over the world. There was a man, I think he was from Belgium, and they call it the Yellow Vest movement. The Yellow Vest is protesting against globalism and forced migration and all this stuff they're trying to push. And it shows him, he unzipped his vest and he does this, and there's a Q right there on his deal. And this weekend they confirmed that Q0 is call sign for Air Force One. So more and more they're confirming that Q plus is POTUS and Q0 is Air Force One. And really Q is it's military that surround him, the generals and admirals and all of those, that's Q. So it's pretty exciting that this is a worldwide movement that God is doing all over the world. They're even hollering, Trump, we want Trump, we want Trump. It's because they want to be free. They want to be free. All right, I want to look at some scriptures here about the lying spirit. This is 1 Kings 22. The Lord said about the lying spirit in their mouths. Because these globalists, this is their gospel, but it's a lying spirit in their mouth. This is 1 Kings 22:23. Now, you have to understand about the King James Version, and I learned this from Brother Hagin, that in a lot of places in the King James Version, it should have been permissive, not causative. Like an evil spirit from God. Well, we know there is no such thing. It's just the way it was translated. So if you read it the right way, you'll understand. Okay, 22 says, and the Lord said to him, by what means? He said, I will go forth and be a lying spirit in the mouths of all his prophets. You shall entice him and succeed also. Go forth and do it. So the Lord has, I'm going to say here, permitted a lying spirit in the mouths of these prophets, because even, is it Thessalonians, talks about the strong delusion that will come? God will allow a strong delusion to come. That's the choice they've made, okay? And the Lord has spoken evil concerning you, okay? All right, James 1. So God has permitted them to believe a lie. This is James 1:13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted from God, for God is incapable of being tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, enticed, and baited by his own evil desire. Then the evil desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth death. Do not be misled, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. So he's saying here, God doesn't tempt man with evil. He doesn't send lying spirits. He permits them because that's what man has chosen. Okay. All right.